If you planned on following the presidential election in November, you might want to plug your ears. A big election spoiler is coming up. A minor software glitch at the Diebold Corporation today caused thousands of electronic voting machines to accidentally release the results of the 2008 presidential election months ahead of schedule. According to the group of military and corporate leaders that has chosen every American president since Eisenhower, Diebold's mistake marks the first time the nation's leader has been revealed prematurely.
I don't even know if I can enjoy the sham election now that I know who's going to win.
If you can't trust your shadowy overlords to keep a secret, what is the purpose, really, of voting in the puppet democracy?
I'm fine with it. I mean, he was going to get my meaningless vote anyway.
Despite the leak, all of the presidential candidates have so far said they'll continue their campaigns.
Hillary Clinton isn't about to give up just because she lost the election. She'll give up when she's supposed to, on election day. And she'll act surprised.
Joining us now to talk about the leaked results is Diebold PR spokesman Ernie Kenilworth. Mr. Kenilworth, this was quite a mistake.
And we at Diebold would like to formally apologize to all of our shadowy puppet masters. This will not happen again. Please have mercy on us.
Do you think that people will still even vote in this election?
We certainly hope they will. This country is based on the fantasy that the government is the voice of the people. Going through the motions of voting and keeping the kingmakers dealing secret is central to our culture.
Why do we need electronic voting machines in the first place? They're just not as reliable as our cloaked masters, no matter how good the software gets.
Well, I understand people's concerns, but from now on, we at Diebold will see to it that we properly safeguard the illusion of democracy for all Americans.
Well, let's hope so. So, for those of us who will watch, what can we expect on election night?
Oh, the same great show that you have always seen. We will be pretending to count votes, and we will be running an ongoing total throughout the night.
But wouldn't it be possible for them to just choose a different president so that we'll still have that same great surprise?
No, I don't think so. However, that does not rule out the possibility for a staged assassination after the president has been placed in office.
Oh, I take it that's a hint.
You won't get anything else out of me today, Gina. I've already said too much.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Mr. Kenilworth. After the break, researchers say they have found a cure for awakeness.